Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So what do you think happens on Sunday? Your prediction. How do you think they're going to look? Is this a great performance where they come out and it's like, wow, man, they could win the Super Bowl. Nick looks really good. Is it a solid win, but you know it's against the Giants? Is it a, oh, thank God we got the win, but this team's in trouble? Or do they somehow lose? 888-729-9494. Ike and I both believe that it's going to be, I do. I believe this is going to be one of those games where it's fun to watch. Where it's like, oh, another pick six.
Yep.
Oh, interception, short field.
There's Eli face.
Yep. Yeah, you get the starters out of fourth quarter. You get the starters out of there. Maybe Nate plays in the fourth quarter.
Sudfeld. Yeah. Let's get Nate some reps.
All right, let's go to Jeff. Jeff's in Downingtown. He's on with Marks and Reese on a football Friday in the snow. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys? Love the show.
Thanks, brother. How are you?
What up, Jeff?
Doing pretty well. I want to talk a little bit about the whole Giants versus Cowboys thing. You know, I'm 23 years old, became a fan in 2001. You know, I'm from the era of Eagles fans that just doesn't know what a dominant Dallas Cowboys team looks like. You know, my earliest memories are of Quincy Carter pulling back the football and dropping it on the backswing and letting us pick it up for recovery. So, you know, I don't know what the Cowboys of the 90s looked like. What I do know is that we were dominant all throughout the early 2000s, and the Giants get two good years and come away with two Super Bowls while we still got nothing.
And by the way, they went to another Super Bowl, and it was 2000 where they lost to the Ravens. They were in three Super Bowls this century.
Exactly, exactly. You know, and that just drives me crazy, the level of success that they've seen when the Eagles have really been the dominant team of the NFC East since I became a fan. So, you know, the Cowboys, you know, they've kind of been a laughingstock in a lot of ways, you know, kind of a poorly run football team with Jerry Jones of the 2000s at the helm. You know, to me, I just, you know, I have trouble hating the Cowboys so much as laughing at what they've tried to do and failed to do, you know, since their dominant days of the 90s. Ancient history to me.
So you're voting Giants should be the chief rival.
All the way, absolutely.
My man, Jeff, I appreciate it. Yeah, because it's the question, Ike, isn't who is, because I think we would agree that most fans would say that it's the Cowboys.
Yes. Most fans are feeling that. Yes, that's the way most fans feel.
Because I would say that's the way most fans or more fans feel that way than others. I don't necessarily agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Twitter question of the day brought to you by Rosenbaum & Associates. If you're injured in an accident, remember Rosenbaum. And here it is. You vote at Marks Reese WIP. Are we too obsessed with the Cowboys in Philly? Is the rivalry overblown? So there you go, at Marks Reese, WIP, and we'll give you an update on that coming up. We have Chris. Chris in Southwest Philly. What's up, Christopher?
Hey, what's going on, J. Marks? Ike, what's going on, man?
What up, Chris?
So, basically, I know the Giants should be our rival. That's what it is. The Giants have had more success, but God knows why. Good luck. just been the team that you needed to be in the NFCE for the most. Well, you know, they be up and down, but they the team that has the most success.
Yeah, it's either us or the Giants.
Yeah, it's either us, and that's how it's always been. But the thing is, I don't think we hate the Cowboys as much as we hate, like Ben said, the Cowboy fans in Philly. Nobody actually knows anybody from Dallas like that really talk about the Cowboys. Like, I can't argue with nobody there.
Chris, it's your annoying loudmouth neighbor that lives two doors down that has the star in his front porch. You know, like that's who we're talking about.
Yeah, that's who I don't like. And I think it's just fun when they lose because you know they're gonna lose. You don't think they're gonna do anything. Besides last year which was an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be like, do you understand last year was so hard for me as a friend, like having cowboy friends, that they just rubbed it in my face. And as soon as I do it, oh, but y'all haven't won. Y'all haven't won in like, what, 20 years now?
Yeah.
Like, y'all don't even have anything to brag about.
Yeah.
And it always gets to me that way.
John, I think you hit the nail on the head, and you being from this area certainly can speak to that. But I do believe it's more of the, I hate the Philadelphians that are Cowboy fans.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's really what it is. Yeah.
It's not that it's not a real rival, because mm-hmm. anybody that's in your division obviously is a big rival.
Rivals, yes.
Yeah, the Redskins and Eagles is a great rivalry. The Cowboys and Eagles are a big rivalry. The way that we treat the Cowboys has little to do with actual football play. It has to do with knuckleheads that live in this area and what our grandparents and maybe our parents have told us about the Cowboys.
But isn't it a lot of it jealousy? Like, what teams do we hate the most in Philadelphia? We hate the Cowboys, who have 5 Super Bowls. We hate the Giants, who have won in the past, who have won 2 Super Bowls recently. We hate the Penguins, who have won a ton of Stanley Cups. Like, don't we just hate teams that are good because we don't win?
Yeah, no. you don't hate bad teams.
Yeah.
In order for somebody to hate on a team or a player, they have to be a good team or a good player.
The Penguins rivalry is real because people in Pittsburgh are really annoying, especially about hockey and Steelers.
And at least it's the same state.
And they're really good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when you have Mario Lemieux and then you win everything, and Jaromir Jagr, then you get Sidney Crosby and all these other guys, and you're winning. And they're annoying about it. The Yinzers out there.
Mm-hmm. The Pens.
And their sports guy out there in the afternoon is a former wrestling announcer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You should hear this guy. Like, he is so full of it. He's on a rock station out there, but he does afternoons just talking about
the Penguins.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the Penguins and the Steelers.
He tweeted something about when Wentz got hurt. He's like, "Hey, I see Carson Wentz is out for the season. When's the last time you won a Stanley Cup in Philadelphia, huh?"
Wow.
He's just this, you know, that kind of stuff.
I used to try to prank him and record it off the stream,
mm-hmm.
but I would try to get interns to do it, and he's so quick that you try to get in and do it, and he could sniff you out in a second. So he's going, "We're going to have to, once we get finished with football season and we get into hockey season and we're playing the Pens, we're going to have some fun at his expense." Mike in Jersey. So people are saying the Giants really should be the chief rival. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys, Chris stole my thunder. It's not the Cowboys I think everybody hates. It is the guy next door. It's the guy driving in front of you with the star on the window.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, right. The license that walks plate. Into the bar with their Romo jerseys on. Like, just get out of here. It's our city. You guys, you know, you've never been to Dallas. You're still reliving the 70s. Like, they're riding the wave. They're not fans. That's what drives us nuts.
Yeah, I guess I can understand that. This is a prideful city. It's a major city with 4 sports teams in it. So the feeling would be, why do you need to go somewhere else to be a fan of another team? We got 4 teams here. We are a major city. So why do you need to go be fans of the Cowboys or the Yankees or the Patriots or the Lakers? Right?
Exactly.
I hear you there.
And on Sunday, I think, I hope we get out ahead of these guys, and I think it, like your guys' point, it's the defense's chance to really shine and take control of this game and really take some of the heat off of Foles and let him get a good start.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Shorten that field up, give him a couple easy touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah. At what time, listen, if we get out in front of these guys, at what point do you think Peterson really takes a look at the injury card here and starts maybe protecting some
fourth
of our
quarter?
Starters.
Yeah, I would say midway through the fourth.
Yeah, the details will. Yeah. Right. I mean, if it's a 44-6 in the third quarter, then it's earlier.
Yeah, and then it's earlier. Yep.
You can't take your starters out unless the game's absolutely done.
Which is, I mean, you just don't see that at the pro level very often.
Not very often, though.
You just don't. But I know we've done it a couple times this year with Nick going in there for Carson, and rightfully
so. 3 straight games.
Oh, yeah, and rightfully so. 3 straight blowouts. You got him out of there. Why wouldn't Doug do that? But for those who would rather see, because I was on Twitter arguing early this morning about the possibilities of sitting out the final game of the season.
I mean, honestly, you can't sit against the Cowboys?
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of that. You can't let the Cowboys in. I don't want those Maggots to get a win. Well, don't we want to see Nate Sudfeld play at some point?
Well, there's one thing I don't want, which
the game doesn't mean anything. Why wouldn't you put Nate Sudfeld out there to play?
Yeah, you're going to have to play some starters. You were saying this before the show. You're going to have to play some guys, but you don't play the injured guys. You don't play the Alshon Jeffries.
No.
Maybe for a little bit, but that's it. You don't risk injury.
Well, here's the thing. Why play Alshon Jeffries? You going to throw him the ball? Hey, we ought to be thankful he's made it this far without getting injured.
No, you don't play. You got Hollins can play and Marcus Johnson and, you know, whatever you want. Whatever you want. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's in Jersey. What's up, Jeff?
What up, Jeff?
Hello. How are you guys?
How are you, Jeff?
Not bad. I think that one caller had something that was hitting it hitting the nail on the head. It's not so much the Cowboys we hate; it's the fans, their fans who are obnoxious around us.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of the, you know, the at this point the Cowboys, you know, it's like inertia that keeps it going. You know, there's nothing that pushes back on it except for what you guys are doing now. And I'll point out, wasn't it like a Silver Linings playbook? Wasn't the rivalry written around the Giants?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't say that I remember much from that movie. Yeah, I believe
you're
right.
I've seen it a couple times.
I think it was. I remember reading the book. So I got the interview Mike Quick, the guy who wrote the book. I can't remember his name. I confused him with Mike Quick. But I think it was written around the Giants.
So you think the Giants really are the chief rival, or they should be the chief rival?
Yeah, just based on geography. I would rather watch the Giants and the Eagles, you know, battle it out than the Cowboys. I mean, the Cowboys have two eras. They have the Staubach era and they have the
Aikman
era. Yeah. And then there's not, you know, it's all desert in between practically.
Yeah, it is.
That's true.
Romo won a lot of games, but not a lot of playoff games.
Yeah.
Put up a lot of yards, touchdowns, interceptions late, spin moves.
A lot of disappointment at the end.
Broken backs. Things like that. It really is. This to me is more about, when you're talking about the chief rival, this is more about knuckleheads like Angry Al that's a Cowboy fan and is inciting everybody instead of the real reasons why it should be a rivalry. Glass Clark just said it's geography.
And for most of my former teammates and guys that played immediately after me, I can't really speak for these newer guys that are here. This is the new regime under Doug or what have you. But it's always been the Giants. Those have been the more meaningful games.
Yep.
They'll tell you. Those have been, you can ask Trotter, you can ask B. West, you can ask any of them. Those have been the more meaningful games. Sure, we like kicking the you-know-what out of the Cowboys. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but that's been too easy recently.
Yeah, exactly. But it's the Giants that really got your blood going because they actually gave you a little kickback. They beat us sometimes.
Yeah, they did. No doubt. We'll ask Mike Vick coming up at 3:55 because he lives in history, Mike Vick, with the Miracle in the Meadowlands 3.
Man, that was a great game, boy.
December 19th, 2010.
That was a great game.
We'll come back 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. The Phillies make a big free agent signing as well. I guess we have to touch on that. I'm getting people complaining. you're not talking about the Phillies. We're really not talking about the Phillies. Sorry. Talking about rivalries and the Phillies just traded Freddie Galvis. Yeah. Says a Freddie Galvis truther that thinks he should have been signed to a multi-year extension.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.